A small alleyway just off the bustling Charing Cross Road, Cecil Court is believed by many to have been the inspiration for Diagon Alley. Evidence for this, for a start, is that in the wizarding world, the Leaky Cauldron, which holds the entrance to Diagon Alley, sits just off Charing Cross Road. Secondly, in our world, Charing Cross Road is known for its multitude of bookshops, many of which specialize in magic and the occult, so it's clear to see why J.K. Rowling decided that the entrance to Diagon Alley should be here. In fact, Rowling has stated the reason why she chose to set the real Diagon Alley here when she said, quote, "Charing Cross Road is famous for its bookshops, both modern and antiquarian. This is why I wanted it to be the place where those in the know go to enter a different world." The court here is lined with original Victorian shop fronts and sells a wide variety of antique books, books relating to witchcraft, and all aspects of magic. In fact, the first shop on the far side of the court is actually called the Witch Ball. Visitors here may also take note that it is possible to have your fortune read at some of the shops, though sadly not by Professor Trelawney. Here on Cecil Court, you will also find Watkins Books, which claims to be the oldest occultist and mystical bookshop in the entire world. And keen Harry Potter fans with an eagle eye may also spot a large display of Gringotts banknotes located in one of the shop windows here. It is safe to say that Cecil Court has a touch of magic to it, easily believable as the entrance into Harry's world on Diagon Alley. Next, you will come out onto the well-known Charing Cross Road. Keep in mind that in the books, Harry and Hagrid walk down Charing Cross Road itself in the Philosopher's Stone. Whilst Harry is on the night bus in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, he travels down Charing Cross, and Minas Tirith cars drive down this road in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Continue walking away from St. Martin's Lane until you reach the end of Cecil Court. Here, turn left onto Charing Cross Road and walk until you get to Trafalgar Square on your right. Cross the street into the square.